Aaron Hillsburg, public comments could lead to several big changes for two residential developments proposed in Aaron and Hillsburg. Totaling over 600 units, the developers for residential developments proposed at 5916 Trafalgar Road in Hillsburg and 5525 8th Line in Aaron have applied for site alterations following several comments from the town and residents during public meetings earlier this year. Hillsburg Heights Inc., the developers for a proposed residential development west of Trafalgar Road and north of Upper Canada Drive in Hillsburg, has doubled its original site density to 16 units per hectare to bring the proposal closer to the town's density requirement and provide an appropriate transition between the development and an established neighborhood nearby. Currently occupied by a single detached dwelling, a barn, and drive sheds with perceived heritage value on approximately 40 hectares, the revised proposal includes 195 single detached dwellings on lots with minimum frontages ranging from 13.7 meters to 21.3 meters, as well as 174 townhouse dwelling units. This follows residents and councillors expressing concerns about the suggested density during past public meetings when the original submission proposed 284 single detached dwellings, as well as 48th Street townhouse dwelling units, with a density of 8.7 units per hectare. Aaron's urban areas currently do not have a transit system. However, the proposed subdivision aims for a complete community by incorporating a range of housing types. For a future mix of uses and establishing a well-designed active transportation network throughout the site, which connects to the larger community, said staff in the report. At 5525 8th Line in Aaron, while the application for a 288-unit residential development is still being processed by the town and county, developer Empire Communities has submitted an application to clear vegetation and trees on the lot starting next month until March 2024. According to the report, the timing is ideal as Aaron Heights Golf Course ceased operation in September and this will allow for vegetation and tree removal outside of the bird nesting season, as required by the Migratory Birds Conventions Act. Jack Krubnick, Director of Planning and Development, said the developer is currently working on a revised submission to address comments and concerns raised about tree protection and soil erosion during a public meeting last year. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.